In Uganda, Al-Shabaab, Somalia's most dangerous Al-Qaeda-linked militia, has claimed responsibility for the twin bombings in Uganda that killed 74 people during the World Cup. A government spokesman said this morning that arrests were made overnight and an exploded suicide bomb belt was found at a third site. Tracy McClure has more on the story.
The explosions ripped through two bars packed with soccer fans watching the final moments of the World Cup finals in an Ethiopian-themed restaurant and at a gathering in a Kampala rugby club. One witness described the attacks on local television.
We're watching soccer here,
yeah.
And then when it was remaining like 3 minutes to the end of the match, an explosion came from here. One, and it was so loud, so we took our seat at this point there. And then the second one went off, and there's still almost 50 people. There are almost 50 people here.
The Somali militant group Al-Shabaab, which has ties to Al-Qaeda, has threatened to attack Uganda for sending peacekeeping troops to the anarchic country to prop up the internationally recognized government. The U.S. charity Invisible Children said one of its members had been killed in the rugby club blast. And U.S. President Barack Obama said he is willing to help the Ugandan government find those responsible. Officials said the attacks will not affect the African Union summit being held in Uganda next week. I'm Tracy McClure.